Hello, Zach.
Yes.
Hey. I just got off the phone with my husband and we were talking a little bit more. And he's still really thinking about doing a stick house, as he calls them. And he was saying that the 20,000 cash would actually work for that. Because if we're looking around 200, we would need to put 20% down. So on that, I wanted to reach out to you really quickly and see, since that was something that you had said that you guys would be able to do, if you wanted to kind of look at some numbers on your end and see for sure if that would work, and also kind of what that timetable would look like, because if so, I already have a realtor down in Florida that we said we were just going to wait until next year, but we could start looking now and see if we find something that would fit for us
Okay.
now.
Let me ask you a few things on my end. What? Let's see. Do you know your mortgage payment now?
It is around 1100.
All right.
I think it's there's two separate loans. There's a V, not a VA. Well, it is called like a VA because it's like the he did this as a first time home buyer.
Yeah.
So he's got like a small side loan that I think is like, is it 7,000, 11,000? I have it down somewhere. We've,
That's fine.
you know what? It's in a different piece of paper that I do not have with me at the couch.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'm just gonna get some general information, then we can circle back. So total mortgage amount is about 1,100.
Yeah, it's right around 11. I have it on the budget. But yeah, it's
Okay.
11 and change. I feel like it's like
Okay.
11:23
Okay, 11:23.
for the two loans. I'm trying to remember
Okay.
that guy's
Yeah,
name.
me.
I have the loans in there.
Okay. I think this is something, like I said, we can probably work through, in order to kind of get the process in place so that you're comfortable, your husband's, comfortable, I'm comfortable. Probably schedule a phone call this afternoon. That way we can kind of just get the process, in place. Then, not on anyone's toes. As far as your, real estate agent type of thing. Do you
Okay.
know when her listing is supposed to expire?
I believe that we're under contract until the end of July.
Okay. I mean, also,
But
just
I
for realistically,
yeah.
I'm not speaking over you. If you just give her a call, and you're just completely honest with her and say, look, the timing is not necessarily the best for what, our plans at this moment. And just, ask to be released. And, that would kind of handle that type of thing.
So would
That
that
is.
is that a stip, is that a stipulation of doing it with you guys, is that we would need to not be under contract?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense because here's the thing. Let me just put it to you this way. You reached out to me, and
Right.
what she will convey is, her fee of 3%, I'm assuming.
Three.
Yeah. So she's going to want 3% from doing. I mean, what work has to be done? on between the two of us. So that's, you know, that's kind of where we stand at it. And, you know, she's going to want that fee, and the sellers pay that 3%. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, to do anything. But realistically, this is probably something that she's not too equipped to handle as far as, you know, these programs that we offer. These programs that we.
Your phone's breaking up. I'm sorry.